Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in the US, where university students, some of their teachers and local activists are ignoring their school's leadership and are standing up against the war in Gaza. Now, this was the scene at the University of Texas, Austin, in just the past hour or so. Hundreds of students have been arrested across the country. Now, state troopers detained several students who refused to leave. University administrations have grown increasingly intolerant of the nationwide protest movement, where students are demanding an end to the genocide on Gaza. And student protesters at Columbia University have been given an ultimatum: leave their encampments or face suspension. They were given a 2 p.m. deadline, which has since passed. They're demanding educational institutions withdraw their investments in companies they say are complicit in genocide. Well, for 5 days, students at the University of California in Los Angeles have been demonstrating in support of Palestine. Tensions rose after a counter-rally was staged by students in support of Israel on Sunday. 25 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes on Rafah. Israeli forces struck 3 houses crowded with displaced Palestinians, wiping out entire families in seconds. Now, this comes amid new diplomatic efforts in Cairo to reach a ceasefire. There have been renewed diplomatic efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza as the Israeli bombardment of the Strip continues. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia, where he's been meeting with regional counterparts.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine the possibility of the International Criminal Court issuing arrest warrants against Israel's prime minister and senior Israeli officials. What will it mean for the country? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.